BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And this week we watched Titans. Of Suicide Squad or Titans?
Because we're doing this for a little bit of a... Suicide Squad is just about to come out. Has it just come out? Who knows? What do we think? Who knows? I know what I know. I haven't even seen it, and I know I fucking love it. But we've seen... Not the old Suicide Squad. The new James Gunn Suicide Squad. So we thought, let's band together a bunch of superheroes and watch a show that we've been dying to watch. And maybe we'd both seen the pilot of it at
some
point. Yes,
look, I looked at my Netflix and I apparently have already watched this first episode. I didn't remember it.
Oh, at all? Because I actually had watched this episode. I was overseas at the time. I downloaded the entire season of Umbrella Academy and the first episode for a bus trip. And I remember watching this and going, I'm not going to watch the rest of it. I'm going to watch Umbrella Academy, which I really enjoyed at the time. Never watched season two, though. What does that say?
Amazing.
Guess it's a bad sign.
We are watching, we've just watched DC's Titans and the description on Netflix. After striking out on his own, Batman's former partner, Dick Grayson, encounters a number of troubled heroes in desperate need of a mentor.
Amazing.
And it's pretty much exactly what that is. So this is this is the Teen Titans characters.
Teen Titans,
not,
go!
But they're not in their teens, so it's just the Titans.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, what if we take the fun teen part of the Titans? Yes. We take the cartoon fun kid vibe, and we go full DC. And by full DC, you know what I mean, babies. You know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, dark and gritty. We go dark and gritty.
There's moments.
Robin in this says, fuck Batman. Which is probably the dark and grittiest thing they could literally think of. And I actually
I think that was all the writers going, yeah, we can swear, baby. We can swear. We can do a real violent scene and then we can swear after this. So this obviously isn't a new show, but it's something that I've wanted to watch for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I have slight memories of when I first watched it going, I just don't like this. I just don't think this grips me. And I think watching it back again, knowing that I've seen it before, knowing that it
but
didn't...
But just the pilot. To be
just
clear.
The pilot.
Somehow, we've both only seen the pilot. We both went, no, not for me.
Yeah, it's weird. And I feel like this show is really solid if you know these characters. And I just don't think at the time when I watched this the first time, I knew these characters. So, and it's like, I've watched all of Young Justice now. I've watched all of Justice League, the animated series. I've watched heaps of Batman stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read any of the comics, but like, I know Dick Grayson starts out as Robin and then he becomes Nightwing. And so this show clearly is set in the middle period where he's left Gotham. He doesn't want to deal with Batman. He doesn't want to become Batman. But he's not yet Nightwing. And I'm sure either within the next two episodes or by the end of season one, he will become Nightwing because the town clearly doesn't want Robin there. They're like, no Robin, no.
Yeah. The mayor says, go back to Gotham, Robin.
Yes. I actually believe there was a scene when E.T. said, ow, ow.
Oh, God. Tim's just done the most incredible E.T. Impersonation. Yeah. He squashed his neck up and then it extended 6 foot like a giraffe. I don't know how he did it. Or like an E.T. mod, I say.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm horrified and I now want to stop the podcast.
But all the other characters, the average viewer doesn't know. Like, you know who Robin is. Yeah. Any average Joe knows who Robin is.
Who's the Raven? Who's that boy that's a... Green
exactly.
Animal.
They don't even say Raven.
Yeah. And you don't need to just say the name to be a thing. You don't need to be like, it's Starlight or Starfire or whoever she is.
Starfire, Jack. Yeah,
like
Starfire.
You
know it is.
Yeah, I know it is.
and I just think that I don't know if the show does enough with those other characters to make you really want to invest in these people.
Okay, so, yeah, that's interesting, because I kind of semi-agree, and I think a lot of the stuff at the start, like, I love the idea that, like, it's Robin without a Batman. The one scene we get, Robin lands, he's like, they're like, oh, fuck, it's Robin. And then, but no, they're not like that. They're like, oh, shit, it's Robin, which means, oh, fuck, where's Batman? Where's Batman? Where's Batman?
And then they're like,
they look around, and they're like, oh,
it's just Robin, baby. Yeah.
And then they're all like, lo, we can defeat a little Robin. And then he's like, I'll literally kill you all.
Yeah. He proceeds to MA15 plus the shit out of him.
He's like, there'll be so much. I'll be punching so many people's faces. I'll get blood splattered on my face.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
Yeah, very it'll MA cool. rating, but also not too gory to make me be like, ooh, this is like, it's not like,
honestly,
it's not like 300.
I actually watched that scene and I went, I think he's too villainous.
No, I think that's the point of the Robin we're at, where he's like, his influence of Batman, of his punchy, and the Titans over the course of the series will bring out the better in him, especially with Raven, who's the second main character at this point in the show. We really get two main
and Raven
Teen Titans.
Also is the crux of the Teen Titans.
But she's got like the most intense powers of like, I don't know if they're really going to get into it, but like, especially with like watching like the new Justice League movie they released, Justice League Dark. Whatever.
Apocalypse.
Doom. War. Whatever it is. Yeah. Where it's like you really get into like how intense her powers can be. How dark they can be. Mm. A lot of demonic kind of stuff orientated around it.
And that
all.
Was dealt with.
But they deal with it a little bit. And I'm kind of interested to see how they go with
You might her. Say they were on the tightrope on her powers a little bit.
Oh, I just... For the common man who doesn't know, Robin's backstory has a little bit of tightrope action.
He's a flying Grayson, which is shown through a poster if you don't know.
Oh, and a flashback where Raven literally just watches the scene and I'm like, it's like she's watching the scene from Batman Forever.
Yeah, great movie.
Loved it. What a movie.
Jim Carrey was a fantastic Riddler. Bring him back.
He's the worst part of the movie.
Hashtag bring back the Riddler.
Hashtag fuck whatever Tim just said.
But I like Raven, but it's not necessarily a fun character.
Oh no, it's this show is really going like, we're not gonna have fun with this. This isn't Teen Titans Go! This is dark and gritty. Scratch the Teen Titans. You know, it's very much like, it's kind of almost a bit before like how Hollywood started to do this, where it's like, you liked the Joker or fun and things? What about just Joker, you know, dark and gritty Joker. Mm. What about dark and gritty Cruella De Vil? It's just Cruella, you know, like just taking the name
and
simplifying.
And it's come after Gotham, which was very camp, was very we're gonna just like the Penguin's crazy and like we're gonna do.
His
like,
villain is Fish because he's gonna eat Fish Mooney at some point because he's a penguin. Yeah.
It's awesome. Good stuff.
That's a really interesting point. This is a very post-Gotham DC Batman universe world.
Because it came out really in 2018, I believe.
Yeah, it's only up to... Season 4 is just about to drop, I think, this week.
And,
or maybe next week, yeah.
And obviously this doesn't influence my thoughts of the first episode. I've heard Season 1's okay, Season 2 is fucking awful... And Season 3, a lot of the characters from the very successful Young Justice series come into it, and then they're like, oh no, this is good now. This is a really good show.
I've actually heard that Season 2 gets really good, and Season 3 is borderline unwatchable, but I watched it.
You know what?
Neither
of us have watched it, so we really can't
say. No, but someone I've listened to on a podcast said, Season 3 is borderline unwatchable. Finish the whole thing. And I'm like, I don't know how to read that. I don't know what to take from that.
That's incredible. Yeah. It's just like me with Big Shot, baby.
I hated it. I watched all of it.
Yeah. That's a good day.
You can just binge a show on a day. It's all good.
And, you know, like I might have come across as a bit of a Marvel hater on this show. I think you've said that I don't care about Marvel. And I do. Because... I just think Marvel movies or the cinematic universe that we've done recently, TV shows.
Oh, and they've branched us to the TV.
I expect so much.
When it's great, it's great. Yeah.
I know that they can do better, 100%. So I want to be harsher.
Okay, so with this, is your expectations kind of middling because...
I love DC.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I enjoyed watching this because I love the characters. And I've invested so much time in the characters.
In just Robin himself?
Exactly. And yeah. I'm like, bloody hell.
Yeah.
Look at him go. People are like, I hate Robin. And I just know, because I know what happens, that he's going to eventually become Nightwing. Yeah.
And you've seen all of Young Justice where you're like, well, I've seen all three Robins. Yeah. And they're all the
and
best
all
characters.
And all I'm thinking, Jax, is Aqualad going to appear?
Oh my God, Tim. There are so many characters where I'm like, is this guy going to appear? Yeah. Is this guy going to appear?
I'm hoping Tim... I receive 51 million emails saying that Aqualad does not appear.
And Tim
you should Google it.
Tim often goes through our Gmail and just doesn't read emails. He's like, fuck this guy. I'm not reading any of these. All these are... Everyone email in and tell Tim how awesome it gets or how bad it gets, but also Tim. During the episode, it hints at a Batman. A Batman grabs his shoulder in a flashback.
So good.
And
loved
I know who they cast as Batman in either season 2 or 3. I think it's season 2.
I don't.
I'm not going to tell you. Tim, I'm not going to tell you because when I tell you, your mind will explode. It would be great content for me to accidentally murder you.
I wish we were almost filming this for a YouTube channel. Spoiler talk. Check it out.
But Tim, give me a guess. Three guesses. Actors. I'm not, Tim, I was going to give you a hint and I literally thought, if I give you the show the actor is from, because he's from a show,
okay,
it'll ruin it. And you'll guess him within three. But you just give me guesses. And if you get it right, I'm going to have to tell you.
Jorah Mormont.
No.
Okay. I'll edit this while my thinking, about...
Can I just ask why you picked him?
I don't know. It's just like, who do you want me to pick? I don't know. It's hard. All right. Sing this. Flash's dad, who also played The Flash back in the day.
No.
I thought that was a pretty good guess, actually.
Both incredible guesses.
Fuck, I don't know.
Tim, search your brain. You know it to be true. You got this.
Jensen Ackles.
Okay, Tim. So, I've got to blow your mind. You might have got it correct with one of those three guesses.
No way.
Can I ruin it for you?
Yeah,
because,
go on.
Tim, no you guessed way. It. Tim,
what?
Can I ruin it for
go
you?
Go on.
So, you ruined it immediately. It's Jorah Mormont. It's Ian Glenn. I don't know. Did I know that? You must have known that. Because I asked you and you just went, oh, it's Jorah Mormont. And I'm just like, yeah, it is Jorah Mormont. What the fuck? Like,
have I ruined this bit for you?
You completely ruined the bit.
I must have known that.
You must have known.
You
came so quickly to it. There's just no way that
all
you guessed that.
Was
there's
like,
just no way.
My thought was... Jax does like Jorah Mormont. He's kind of the right age. Oh, just say it. I know it's wrong. I literally have nothing else to say. I need to watch this.
I
right
just
now.
Wanted to say, Tim, Batman is going to at one point be like, Khaleesi!
Oh man, I'm so excited.
But Tim, would you say that this show is for people who don't like Batman? Who don't like comics? They want just a dark and gritty, cool cop show. Robin's a cop. He's doing
not
cop
at
stuff.
All.
Not at all. Exactly. Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
at
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say at the start. Like, this show is made for people that know who these characters are, and they don't give a fuck up. They don't want to delve into. They're just like, this is Robin. You should know who Robin is. Deal with it.
Yeah.
This is now Nightwing.
Yeah.
Like, they don't. They want all that backstory to already just be in your brain. So no. This isn't a show that is for people that don't like Batman and don't like Nightwing or don't like any DC content, really.
So do you think it
because they had
works?
A Constantine Coven kind of thing in there as well, and I'm like, that's an Arrow series. I'm
watching. Do you think it works as a full show then without this kind of like... Because we watched a few shows recently that kind of expect a lot from you. Last week's episode that expected 40 years of back knowledge of the show that you're watching. They expected you to have that. Otherwise, you're watching a pilot and finale at once.
Yeah.
Like, do you think...
No,
this is not like that at all. This is starting off from a set point, except that it's using elements and stuff. And I think that maybe on a rewatch, I'm like, now it's gone so far. I am willing to kind of buy into it more because I didn't continue watching this 3 years ago.
Yeah, neither did I.
Am I going to continue watching it? A fuck yeah. Or should I say, a fuck Batman, yeah? Well,
or should I say, Khaleesi!
Khaleesi!
yeah, no, 100%. I didn't continue watching it. And I think now that I care more about these characters, I will. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe this show is just for people that care about the characters, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But if you want a cop show that kind of starts out and you learn more about it, but also set in this world, watch Gotham.
Yeah, but I actually think this had a bit more kind of like, it's kind of interested me style-wise a bit more than Gotham. Gotham visually was kind of similar to the Batman animated series, but just tonally and like character-wise and writing, I felt was really like lackluster, and I could never get into it. And I watched later parts of it, way later, season 4 and 5, when it got insane, or 3 or 4 or 5, whatever, when like the Joker was doing mad stuff. Or was it the Joker?
Awesome stuff. The Joker's in this, apparently.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Oh, because they said the line.
They said
his
name.
Yeah. But he might not be in it, though.
Well, I don't know. Now that Jorah Mormont's in it, anything can happen.
Yeah, isn't that just absolutely crazy?
I just don't know really what to think. I'm very keen to continue watching.
Tim, one last thing. Isn't it funny how we didn't talk about Starfire at all? What do you think about that Heroes-esque kind of plot?
Gangsters. She's fine. She's very OP. You don't know enough about it yet.
It feels very like separate to everything, where it's kind of like, maybe that was an episode 2 kind of plot to introduce. No. Tim, final thoughts? Compared to the other shows that have had CGI tigers in it, recently we've done 2 shows that have had CGI tigers in it, and this has a CGI tiger in it again.
This
not
CGI
green enough.
Looks awful.
Atrocious. But he's not green enough.
Yeah, no.
Just hide the CGI
green.
By green.
Garfield.
No, he doesn't have to be green, though. Like, his hair can be green, and that's lame that he's not fully green. But the animals he transforms into, spoilers, that's his whole thing. Beast Boy transforms, and he's a green elephant. He's a green elephant.
It's hard to say, because it was in the night. I don't know
you
if
think
the flashlight
maybe
made it a bit, they could get away with it maybe, but I don't know.
It kind of looked like they were kind of getting, they weren't like embracing the fact that he should maybe be a fluoro green.
They were never going to do that though.
They should have.
But I love Beast Boy. I hope he becomes an actor. Are you going to continue watching?
Fuck yeah, I am.
Yeah, same. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. See you next time.
Catches.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think I shouldn't have spoiled Robin's whole plot? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.